When things look dark, how do I praise God when I just can't see past today? Let's open in a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we come before you tonight praising your name. Because God, you are worthy. You are worthy of all praise just because of who you are. But also, Father, as we think of all the things you've done for us in the past and all that you've promised for the future, we know you're worthy to be praised. So we bring it to you today, and we find, God, in your word, that our praise is what you inhabit. Bless our president, our vice president, and their families. Bless our federal leadership, our state leadership, and the municipal leadership we have in our county and area. Now I ask, God, that you would protect those that are in harm's way right now with our healthcare workers, as well as our military personnel around the world. Father, they represent us, they represent the best of us, and yet they are in harm's way. I pray, God, that you would bless them. I ask, Father, right now during this service, that if there's those watching that are hurting, God, that they would see how they can praise you, how they can be lifted from their despair. And Father, we ask that as we share these videos with people around the world through our news feeds and email and our website, may others be lifted as well. There's someone watching or will be watching that does not know the Lord as their Savior. They're checking into our service because they just don't know what truth is and they don't know what to believe. May they find you, O God, through your word tonight. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. May I look this way. What is praise? Well, I looked it up in the dictionary, and I don't know about you, but I get a lot. I get a lot more out of the Bible when I look up words in the dictionary. The word comes from the Latin word pretium, which means price or value. Praise means to ascribe value or worth to someone. That's what praise is. True praise consists of a sincere acknowledgement of a real conviction of worth, meaning I am acknowledging God is worth something to me. When I praise another person, I am acknowledging that that person and what they've done for me or who they are is of value. What they've done for me is of value. That's what praise is. Praise is commendation bestowed on a person because of their virtue or their actions. And when we praise God, we are adoring God. It's called adoration, inspired by a sense of worthiness and to be adored. In Revelation chapter 4, if you'll take your Bibles there, and everybody ought to have a Bible. Revelation 4, the Bible reads in verse 11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Look at Revelation 5, verse 12, "saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings." You know, in the Bible, God is to be the object of our praise. True praise consists of that sincere acknowledgement of God's worth to us. So what is God worth to you? The whole creation is supposed to praise him. We see this in the book of Psalms. You see it in Revelation 5. You're right there, Revelation 5 and verse 11. "And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb." Angels praise God. Even the inanimate objects of the earth that have no mouth, they praise the Lord. Why? In Psalm chapter 19, listen to what the Bible reads in Psalm 19. The Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth its handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge." What it means is, as the sun rises every 24 hours, and as the moon makes its circuit around us and around the sun, its consistency praises the Lord for who he is. In Psalm 148, you find it in verses 1 through 10. But let me just read a couple verses for you. In Psalm chapter 148, listen to what the Bible reads about acknowledging the worth of God. In Psalm 148, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens and waters that are above the heavens." And so on as you go through this. Praise offered to God by human beings is what the scriptures is principally concerned with. I don't know if you realize that, but as you read through the book of Psalms, as you read through the testimonies of the patriarchs and the prophets, what you find is that man's praise to God, man's acknowledgement of God's worth to them, that is what praise, and that's what the Bible says we're to be doing. Praise in his expression of gratitude for his personal love. And listen to what it says in Psalms 40 and verse 3. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. Praise is like applause and glory because of his excellent works. In Psalm 148 verse 3, praise ye the Lord, heavens and the heights. In Psalm 145, it says, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord. But the question still remains, look around. How do I praise God in times like these? You know, without COVID, you still have people who are going through births and deaths. You still have people getting jobs and losing jobs. You still have people getting married and getting divorced. You still have people who are sick or healthy or trying to get healthy. Or you still have all the normal problems of life. And sometimes we look at this COVID virus and we lose sight of the fact that we've got a whole host of people who are just hurting. And it isn't the virus. It's just sin and the effects of sin in our lives. And it still goes on. How do you praise God in times like these? Because let's face it, if you look around at your circumstances, any of us can say, this isn't fair. It's just not fair. I didn't intend for this. I even tried to plan against this, and here I am. Whether it's through your actions or no fault of your own, the actions of someone else or circumstances, you find yourself in a dark place and you think to yourself, how am I supposed to praise God in times like these? Have you ever thought about how praise, our praise to God, how that looks to God? How does God see our praise? Did you know in Hebrews 13 and verse 15, the Bible says, he refers to it as the fruit of our lips. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I mean, it's the best we produce. That's what that fruit is. He refers to it as the voice of praise. In Psalm 66 and verse 8, the Bible says, oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. You realize that from God's point of view, your praise is not noise. So many of us like to sleep with a fan, like to have background noise. I remember the last time the power went out at our house, how quiet it got. How you could almost hear the other person breathing. And it's interesting. And whenever we're at camp or whenever we're traveling, and I'm traveling like at men's prayer events, people like to have that fan running, and they like it loud. And there's even apps you can get on your phone that'll make noise like rain and thunderstorms, so you've got that background noise. Do you realize that when you praise God, it isn't noise to him? It's not background noise. It's the voice of his praise to be heard. God also calls it the voice of triumph. In Psalm 47 and verse 1, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. It's when we're at our best. You know, many of you, how long has it been since you had a day that you say you triumphed? Well, you were at your best. You had your best day. Every time you praise God, he hears your best day. He also refers to it as the voice of melody. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 51:3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wildernesses like Eden, and her deserts like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. The voice of melody. I was musing over this, and I was chatting with my wife. You know, sometimes people will sing a song and you just can't get it out of your head and it annoys you. But then there are times when you whistle and or you hum, and the first song that comes to mind is a song that you've known for a long time, a song you found comfort in your entire life. I'll be honest with you, Trust and Obey and Count Your Blessings are two songs I find myself whistling and humming while I work. They're that melody that has stuck with me. You know, your praise is a melody that sticks with God. And when he hums and when he whistles, it's that praise you praise that he hums. It's his melody that sticks with him. He never forgets. The Bible also refers to our praise, our adoration, our acknowledgement of his worthiness is the voice of psalm. Listen to what it says in Psalms 98, verse 5. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the harp and the voice of a psalm. That means your praise, your acknowledgement of God's worthiness and your adoration are as beautiful as the book of Psalms to him, as beautiful as if he'd have wrote it himself. He also refers to it as the garment of praise. In Isaiah 61, 3, a very familiar portion of Scripture, it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Do you feel like you're wearing the garment of the spirit of heaviness? Do you feel like you have the spirit of heaviness on you right now? How can you praise God in times like these? Well, first thing is to recognize when, from God's point of view, your praise is everything. It's the best clothing. It's the best voice. It's the melody he never forgets. It even says in Hebrews 13, 15, that therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise. That sacrifice. And through the Old Testament, whenever they made a sacrifice, they called it a smell of a sweet savor. That God could, it was like a perfume to God. When you praise God, your praise waft up to heaven into the nostrils of God like a sweet perfume. God loves your praises. Your praise is his potpourri. But maybe today you're under that spirit of heaviness, that cloud of dreariness. You're not having your best day now. How do you praise God in times like these? Well, one of the things is it is our duty to praise God. And I'll be honest with you, we don't always get excited about something being our duty, all right? It's not something we like to do. We have to do it. It's our duty to do. I get that feeling. No one likes to do things solely out of duty. But not praising God is withholding from God glory that belongs to him. In Psalm 50 and verse 23, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. In Psalm 29 and verse 2, give to the Lord the glory due unto his name. Not praising God is like us shutting our eyes to his very presence. In Psalm 140 and verse 13, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Not praising God is forgetting all of his mercies. It's like we've forgotten everything God has done. In Deuteronomy 6 and verse 12, Moses was warned by God, beware lest thou forget the Lord. You know, not praising God is to be unthankful. It's unthankfulness. In Luke 6:35, the Bible says, ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. You know, so to keep us from falling into these sins, praise keeps us from it. We give to God the honor, glory, and gratitude that is due him. Yeah, Pastor, but it's more like a duty than it is a pleasure. How do I possibly praise God? How do I praise him today in this spirit of heaviness? Well, number one, you need to remember. The answer is you need to remember who God is. Take your Bible, go to Psalm 42 and verse 5. Remember who God is. Psalm 42 and verse 5. Oh my God, my soul. Look at this. Psalm 42 and verse 5. It says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. There's another psalm says, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan. I'll remember thee, O God. You need to, number one, remember who God is. And you need to remember that he's worthy. We read that in Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You need to remember not only who he is, but you need to remember what God's done for you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15, the Bible says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. What is he talking about? Well, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. If nothing else, do you realize you're saved? You are born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. And everything God does for us is a benefit to us. How can I praise God in times like these? I need to remember who God is. I need to remember what he's done. And I need to remember that the things he's doing in my life are an actual benefit to me. You know, in Psalm 34, the whole psalm talks about how God hears you. People are in a struggle right now. Some folks are struggling. Some are dealing with death. And this one person I spoke to is like, well, I can't hear God. God's not listening. No, God is listening. He just hasn't answered the way you wanted him to or when you wanted him to. But God is listening. And everything he's doing in your life is for our benefit. God not only hears us and responds to us. In Psalm 103, the Bible says he redeems and forgives us. He gives us spiritual blessings. In Ephesians chapter 1, look what it says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. We need to remember that God, who God is, and the fact what he's done. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Did you know that God gave us salvation and none of us deserved it? In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Just think of that for a second. Who God is and what God's done. And you need to take those blessings. We sang that song, Count Your Blessings. If you'll sit down and count all the things God's done, you need to take those blessings personally. You know, sometimes the government will try to do things that'll be a blessing to the whole country, or they'll say it's a blessing to the whole country. You need to look at the blessing God gives and says, that was mine. That was for me. In Psalm 66 and verse number 16, listen to what the Bible reads in Psalm 66 and verse 16. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. You need, number one, how do you praise God in this, in times like these? Number one, you got to remember who God is. And you need to remember what God's done for you. Because what he's done for you has been a benefit to you, and it's been undeserved by you and I. We also need to remember God and what he's promised he's going to do. You know, in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51 through 58, the Bible talks about how we're going to get a new body. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a trade-in. It's not really a trade-in, it's a trade-up. It's an exchange, because the Bible says we'll be changed. In 1 John 3, 2, the Bible said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We'll be in a body that's recognizable, that never gets sick, never dies, never grows old. Not only do we get a new body, we're going to get a new home. That's what John 14 talks about. In my Father's house are many mansions. You got a new home and a reunion. The Bible says in Revelations 21 and verse 4 and 5, there's a new joy. Behold, I make all things new, and I'll wipe away all tears. You know, you need to claim those promises as yours personally, like your name's on them, because they are. And these are direct promises from God. How do I praise God in times like these? Number one, remember who God is and what he's done and will do for you. Number two, you need to focus. How do I praise God in times like these? You need to focus on the God who allowed these circumstances. You need to focus on him. You need to give your soul a wake-up call. Take your Bible, go to Psalm 57 and verse 8. It's time to have your soul get a wake-up call. Psalm 57 and verse 8, the Bible reads, "Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will wake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations." Psalm 103 and verse number 1, your soul needs a wake-up call. Psalm 103 and verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Quit letting yourself tell you what to do, and you tell yourself what to do. Psalm 42 verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." You need to fix your heart on God, the God who allowed it, the God who allowed the circumstance you're in right now. It says in Psalm 57, 7, "My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." He means I'm fixed on you. What is it you're fixing on right now? You need to remember who God is, what God has done, and what God's going to do. Number two, you need to focus on God. You need to fixate on him and his person. Meditate on him and his works and his ways. Listen to what it says in Psalm 77 and verse 11 and 12. That's Psalm 77, verse 11 and 12. The Bible says, "I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings." Meditate on him and his ways. Take inventory of those benefits God promises you. Psalm 103, verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." What about all the gifts he's given you? John 1, 12, the Bible says, "And as many as received him, gave he them power to become the sons of God." You were given grace, Ephesians 2 and verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God." You're given everlasting life. Romans chapter 6 and verse 20. "But the gift of God is everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Preacher, I'm under this cloud. I'm under this spirit of despair. How can I praise God in times like these? Remember God. Remember who he is, what he's done, and what he's going to do. Fixate on God. Focus on him. Meditate on him and his ways. Number three, let your thoughts about God express themselves in song. Take your Bible, go to Ephesians 5. You heard me right. Take those thoughts, those musings and meditations that you have about God, who he is, what he's done, what he's promising to do, all of the benefits and gifts, and then fixate on it and meditate on it, and let those things percolate in your mind and let them become a song in your soul. Look at Ephesians 5 and verse number 19 and 20. The Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, that you got to talk to yourself. Remember, we talked about this here a couple weeks ago about how you got to win the argument with your own soul. You and your soul need to have a conversation because your soul many times will follow your flesh and your flesh will follow the world and the devil. They're in league together. You need to have your soul needs a good talking to. It says, speak to yourselves. Talk to yourself. Look at this. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Do you see that? Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. That's hard to do sometimes if you're not speaking to yourself. You know, what are you listening to? My daddy used to say, tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you what you are. Why? Because that's who you're listening to. That's what's going in your ears. So what are you listening to? What station is that radio tuned to? Which app on your phone are you running your music with? And on that app, what stations are you listening to? Are you listening to good, Christ-honoring, godly, soul-inspiring music? Or are you listening to the world's filth? Well, I like it. It's just, I was raised on it. You know, I've lived outside my mama's house longer than I lived in it. And now those choices are mine to make without excuse. You need to muse upon God and let those musings become a song in your soul. The second greatest book you can have in your home is a hymnal. If you do not have a hymnal in your house, you just need to ask me. I've got extras. And I'll give you one. Those are Bible-based songs that will lift your soul. The book of Psalms in the Bible is proof that we need a hymnal. Listen to what it says in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. True praise, true adoration, true acknowledgement of God's worthiness is first an inward emotion that we have. The Bible says in Psalm 4 and verse 7, thou hast put gladness in my heart. What are you musing on? What is going in there? Psalm 33 and verse 12, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. When we fill our heart with the praise to God, God puts a new song in our mouth. Listen to what it says in Psalm 40 and verse 3. Psalm 40 and verse 3, the Bible reads, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. When we fill our heart with praise to God, God puts music in our soul and in our spirit. Look at Psalm 103 and verse 1. Psalm 103 and verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. When Mary was addressed by the angel Gabriel, she said, my soul, she said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Then she goes to Elizabeth's house, and her and Elizabeth have a time of rejoicing and praise. And Mary says, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. When we fill our hearts with the praise to God, there are times when no language can adequately sing it. I admit that. When we've got it in our heart, you know, our flesh wants to despair and to be despondent about what's going on around us, but our heart knows different because we've been talking to our heart. We've been remembering who God is and what God has done and what God is going to do. And we've fixated on God. We've meditated on him and his ways. And it's become a song. So sing it. Sing unto the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 2, sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Well, preacher, you just don't know what I'm facing right now. We're to praise God even in affliction. In Acts 16, verse 25, Paul and Silas have been beaten unjustly, beaten unconscious, dragged to the bottom part of the jail of Philippi and chained to the floor. When they wake up about midnight, they pray and sing songs of praise. In Psalm 42, listen to what it says in Psalm chapter 42 and verse 1. The Bible reads, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come? Listen to what the psalmist says. This psalmist is not having a good day. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. How do I praise God in times like these? Force yourself to remember who he is, what he's done, what he's going to do. Fixate on God. Meditate on him and his ways. Let your thoughts about God become a song and sing unto the Lord. Let your verbal thoughts express themselves in song and in prayer. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 3, listen to what it says. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 3, the Bible reads, we give thanks to God and our Father for the Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Because we remember who God is and what God has done and how unworthy we are to receive the least of his benefits, Our praise is naturally a strong emotion. Our praise is instinctively striving to express those that, the things that are in our heart that, cannot be put into words. In Psalm 51, 15, it says, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Many, many passages of Scripture come from an inspiration of a spirit of praise in a heart that is awake and focused on God. When you stop and you think, you muse, that's what think means. To meditate on the majesty of God, like Isaiah chapter 6 and how he saw God high and lifted up in his holiness and in his power and his purity. When you think about the power of God and how he split the Red Sea and how he brought life from lifelessness and will one day put it all under his feet in authority. When you think about the unsearchable riches of God's wisdom, when you remember his kindness, and above all, how you have received his redeeming love. Have you received his redeeming love? Are you saved? The Bible word saved means to be delivered from the power and penalty of your sin. And that only happens because you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood shed on the cross of Calvary for your sin. Oh, you understand everybody's a sinner, but do you understand that it is your sin that he died for? You. Have you received his redeeming love? Have you confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus? Have you prayed to him and admitted you're a sinner? Have you turned from your sin and turned unto him and asked him to forgive you and save you as he has, because you believe he died for you? Have you been the recipient of his love? Yes, you know that? Okay, do you realize you didn't deserve it? I'm pausing so you'll think about that for a second. This is as close to hell as you'll ever get. But to a person who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, this is as close to heaven as they'll ever get. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, even though you're not having your best day now, how do you praise God in times like these? You know, I don't always have my best days. So I have to do the same thing. I have to remember who God is. I got to remember what he's done. And I got to remember what he's doing for me now. And I got to remember what he's promised he'd do in the future. And I need to fixate on him, meditate on him and his ways, and let those thoughts become a song. And I need to sing. I'll sing out loud. I'll whistle. I'll hum. And I'll sing. And I'll tell myself, it's true. Everything this song sings is true. That's how you praise God. Praise is a part of our worship because it is showing God his worth. Wednesday night is typically referred to as prayer meeting. And I think it was time we all exercised some praise through prayer. And I'd like to everyone right now who's watching this video to put aside your Bible for a second and get together and let's have a time of prayer. Stop what you're doing. Put down your pens and pencils. And let's have a time of prayer. The first thing we need to do is we need to confess our sin. We need to come clean with God. And the second thing is, we need to come and praise God. And number three, then we make our requests. So as I lead you right now in a time of prayer, I'm going to pray and then I'm going to pause and give you time to pray as a family. And then I'll pick back up again and we'll praise. And then I'm going to pause and give you time to praise. And then I'm going to pray again and give you time to ask and make your requests. And then we as a family will close in prayer. Our Father and our God, we ask God for your forgiveness today for our sin, for our anger and for our pride. Forgive me, O God, for my personal sins, my anger, my pride, my wickedness. Father, my pride is terrible. And Father, it is just, It is something that cannot be managed, only confessed and forsaken. Forgive me, O God. God, forgive us as a nation. Father, we have turned our back on Thee. And Father, we have killed the unborn and we've embraced that which You've called sin. Forgive us, O God, in our wickedness, in our slothfulness. I pray, God, please forgive. And in the next few moments, as we as individuals confess our sin privately, we know, Father, You're listening. Please forgive. Now, O Father, I want to praise You. Now, Father, that we have come clean before Thee, You are worthy of our praise. O God, You have created the heavens and the heaven of heavens, and everything is the work of Thy hands. And God, we see it day in, day out. We see the earth and the stars praising Thee. And Father, today we want to say thank You. Thank You for what You've done in the past, how You've preserved Your word perfectly for us, how You sent Your Son to die on a cross for us. Thank You, O God, that You gave us Your word and You've kept it for us and it's true and we can trust it. Thank You for the church, the local New Testament Baptist church that is the place where You've chosen to place Your truth and Your trust in getting the gospel out. Thank You, O God, for the people of this church specifically and how they love You and how they serve You and how they're faithful. I'm so thankful for them. And now, Father, as each one of us takes a moment of personal praise, I ask, Father, that You would receive it as a melody for Thee. And now, dear Father, we come before You as Your people with our requests. I ask, dear God, that You would be glorified in and through our lives and in and through this church. I ask, God, that You would use the current circumstances we find ourselves in that open door to the gospel to people we never imagined possible. I ask, God, that You would work Your perfect will during this time right now. I ask, God, that You would expand Your kingdom and exalt Your name in and throughout America once again and around the world. I pray for our missionaries tonight, God, who have been restricted from their fields and restricted from their work. I pray, God, for our people who have been sheltering in place. I'm thankful, Father, for the opportunity for them to minister to their families, but God, I pray that You would restore us to our corporate fellowship. I ask, God, You would meet the physical and financial needs of our brothers and sisters who are out of work today because of these circumstances. And God, that You would remove this scourge from our land in a way that You would receive glory. And now, as we take a time of personal request, Father, I know You're listening. Now, Father, as we end in prayer tonight, we are thankful for this opportunity to come clean before you. We are thankful for this opportunity to praise you and acknowledge your goodness and your blessing to us. And tonight, God, as we've praised you and as we've made our requests, we know that you're listening and we know that you answer. Now, Father, in so doing, may you be glorified. And Father, through this week, as we study our Sunday school lessons, our Awana lessons, Junior Church, and Father, our Sunday night Bible studies, I pray, God, please, that you would make yourself real and that we would have an opportunity to share our faith with other people. And Father, as we now end our services, we know, Father, you're with each of us. We ask, God, that you would bring back that which has been driven away, build up that which is broken down, heal and mend that which is broken, and lift up that which has fallen, and clear away the cloud of doubt and fear where only faith can stand. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. May it look